Audio track 8. A Fatal Brawl. Location 8. Paul's Bridge, Wolvercote Green. Note for walkers beginning the trail at Wolvercote. If you're intending to walk the trail from north to south, from Wolvercote to the city, please first listen to track 1, which will give you an overview of both the background to the Oxford Canal Heritage Trail and the historical context in which the canal was devised. The directions assume that the walker is walking south to north. So sorry, but you'll need to imagine yourself in that situation as you listen.
The Plough Inn on Wolvercote Green dates from at least 1812, when John Bore was a landlord. He died in 1840, aged 74, but the brick bridge over the canal is still known as Bore's Bridge in memory of his tenure here. This was the scene of a dramatic fatal incident in 1829 involving a member of one of the most prolific and long-established boating families of Oxford, 28-year-old Thomas Beasley. He had been accused of stealing a duck from the common Wolvercote stock on Port Meadow, but just as he was denying it, according to a contemporary account, the duck quacked, it was in his pocket. A fight ensued, which was resumed the same evening, when Beasley and some accomplices stood provocatively on Bore's Bridge. In the ensuing fight, a 16-year-old local boy called John Barrett was fatally wounded, when Beasley struck him a terrific blow on the head with a bludgeon. Beasley then ran away across Port Meadow to be rescued by some friends in a boat. However, he was soon caught and sentenced to 14 years transportation for manslaughter. Life on the canal was inevitably physically demanding and competitive, and there are many stories of disputes between working boatmen being settled by the use of fists. All was usually forgiven and forgotten later over a pint of beer, however. There was no place for grudges in such a close-knit community. There also used to be a wharf in Wolvercote, which was in use until the mid-1930s. One of the last regular users was Henry Osborne King, a coal merchant, who supplied hay and straw to be transported to the Midlands. Eventually, even these loads were moved by rail, though, a sign of the economic decline of the canal system, which had begun with the advent of competition from the railways in the 1840s and accelerated during the First World War.